Let's talk some Oregon lacrosse. Man, they've been road warriors, played their last eight away from Pape Field, been to North, South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Colorado. Tomorrow, they're here. Number 9, new USC is in town, 1 o'clock. She's the first-year coach, an unbelievable player in her day. Not that long ago at Northwestern, we welcome in Katrina Dowd. Coach Dowd, glad we connected. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you attended that university in Evanston. Obviously, you had an incredible career. You're the all-time leader in NCAA tournament goals. But I got to ask you a basketball question because the program always carried the burden. The only one from a major conference who never made the big dance. So how much did what they accomplished mean to that school and alum like yourself?
It was amazing. I made sure to get to the TV for Selection Sunday there, and obviously they called us pretty late in the program, I think on purpose. So there's a lot of buildup, and then just to hear Northwestern get called and to see all the players and Coach Collins, pretty emotional and excited. It's awesome. The AD there has put a lot into getting the athletic department. Chicago's Big Ten team, we're kind of in our glory days right now of football and basketball, and obviously lacrosse has always been strong. So it's pretty exciting to be an alum and to watch them. You know, I don't know about that Gonzaga game. I don't know about that call. But anyways, where everyone was proud of them. All the alums were texting and how exciting, and I know a couple of alums went to the game. So it was cool to see your the drought finally end for them, and I think the future is bright for that basketball team.
Now, one more look back. You were also a key member of the 2013 American team who played and won the Lacrosse World Cup, and you guys went in on the one seed, and if I may, you kind of kicked everybody's rear end. But for you to represent the United States, take part in an international competition like that, what did that mean to you personally?
It's an incredible experience, to be one of the 18 players once every 4 years to put the USA jersey on and listen to your national anthem at any stage, any sport. It's pretty special. It's very humbling, and it's something that you're not prepared for when, all the years you play in lacrosse, but when you finally get to that tournament on the world stage and you hear the anthem, it's pretty pretty special. And we had an unbelievable tournament as a team, and we set some records, but there's a lot of competition just to get on that roster, so it's pretty unbelievable experience. And to represent your country and to be the select few to be a part of that, forever part of that U.S. national team program, and as a gold medalist is it's humbling. Now as I get older, it's definitely it's humbling, and it's something I cherish.
I am not allowing you to say that you're getting older. You're still way too young. We continue with Katrina Dowd talking Oregon lacrosse. And you came here from a powerhouse program, North Carolina. I'm from back east. I know how big lacrosse is. So in comparison, be it from the clinics you hold here, how would you gauge overall awareness among the young women you come across about lacrosse in our area?
It's in a growing phase. I think, North Carolina, the area was growing as well. It's definitely a couple years ahead of Oregon, but it was still in that, trying to grow and compete with the Marylands and the New Yorks and the Pennsylvania. So it's somewhat similar of growing the game and introducing the sport and all the nuances with the stick work and just the confidence and to play at the speed of some of the hotbeds. That's usually the difference that you see, the skill level and the confidence to play as hard as you can with a lacrosse stick is usually the difference. But I mean, there's great athletes here in Oregon, and we have a couple on the field. They'll suit up, and a bunch of them will start on Friday, local Oregon kids. So there's talent and there's athletes here. So it's fun when we have clinics to to kind of pick out the ones we want to keep home and keep at Oregon.
Yeah, I just realized maybe we shouldn't be mentioning North Carolina too loudly just yet. But, you know, you were their offensive coordinator. You guys won national titles last year, 2013. How would you describe your style or maybe how you prefer to attack on offense? And did you pretty much transfer what you did in Chapel Hill, or have you had to kind of tweak it a little bit for this particular roster?
Yeah, I am, it all comes down to player development for me. I think it's such a skillful game, and it's such an IQ game that you have to constantly be developing players, and the fundamentals are so crucial. So that philosophy that even that I had at North Carolina and coming from Syracuse and Northwestern, of the fundamentals and the development of players is critical. That we still do. But there's some things we changed up just with personnel that we have here at Oregon. We want to take the field as our best selves. It's not really about the coaches as much. It's about the kids on the field and catering to what they're comfortable with and what they can do. But we're still trying to develop them. And even as we're late in the season, we still don't lose that touch of fundamentals, and developing the players will eventually, that trumps all.
We're talking lacrosse with first-year coach Katrina Dowd. You can follow her on Twitter, by the way. The handle is at Katrina Dowd 4, or you can follow the program at Oregon WLAX, USC tomorrow. Last year's team lost a nice group of seniors, but you brought some legit talent back. I want to start with Shannon Williams, who was terrific as a freshman. Safe to say she's not having a sophomore slump and has really evolved as a terrific player.
Yeah, we've been so impressed with her. We noticed her. You noticed her day one. You noticed her on the film. She jumps out. We've been able to. When I talk about player development and the mindset and that you want to take the field, we talk about playing with killer instinct. And she plays with killer instinct all the time. She's always trying to beat her player and create offense for us. And we really were successful when she. She's having a day, and she's able to break down the defense, and she's a great shooter. She knows how to fake and bury the ball, so she's a fun one to really watch. You come to a game to watch her and watch all the little things she does to be able to be a great attacker for us.
Let's get to Becca Katzen, your goalkeeper, who got some token time as a freshman and a sophomore, a little more substantial last year. Jenna Morris graduated. When you came in, what separated Becca from the rest, and how pleased have you and your staff been with her performance and, as you hit this critical stretch run of the regular season?
I think her confidence. So it's her senior year, and I think she understood this. This is her last go around, and it was a battle. It was an open competition to get that spot. Not having a starter, we had a freshman and Maddie Clark come in, and Becca. So I think she embraced that competitive spirit while also her and Maddie Clark are the best of friends. So they did it in a great way. But she's also super connected to our defense. That's what really set it apart. We definitely have a veteran defense down there, and she was just connected and able to work with them and gain their trust. And we look to her. I mean, we tell her a lot that we'll do our best to give you the shots we want to give up and just be there and make the saves and be calm on the clear. And she's super coachable, and she's a tough kid. I mean, that's a hard position to play, and she never complains. And she comes to practice trying to get our shooters better, as well as bonding with the defense. And, we always look for her to put on a performance for us.
I've got to ask you one final question. I'm a Jersey boy. You've got one Jersey girl on the team, Julia Bolt, one of your attackers, who had a huge game in the George Mason win a week ago Monday. How has she done jumping from the high school level to, this caliber of play so far?
Yeah, she's the first one off the bench. I mean, if we win the draw, she's coming in. We run an attack mid, D mid, where she's coming in as that attack mid. And she's growing in her own. I mean, she's a freshman, and And it's tough for freshmen, especially attackers, with how high-powered our attack is with Cambrian and Mariah. She's coming into her own. She's playing with a lot more swagger. She's a natural lefty who's looking to feed, and just has great stick skills coming from Jersey. She can handle the ball, and she wants to make plays. So she'll be exciting one to watch, and she is always capable of having a big day for us. And we always ask her to bury your shots, find your feeds. We have the ultimate confidence in you.
Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the coach you're facing tomorrow, a fellow Wildcat alum, Lindsay Monday. What kind of challenges does her Trojan team present?
They're a big challenge. I mean, they had an unbelievable year last year, going undefeated until their last game. And then this year, they're battle-tested, and they've played some great teams. They have a strong defense. They play a strong zone and a phenomenal goalkeeper in Gussie Johns. So we'll just have to, be patient and work for the shots we want and be able to take advantage of our opportunities. And on the offensive end, they got some potent players. They got some players that like to score goals and play hard. So it'll be fun. I mean, this is the type of lacrosse game I tell our girls you want to be in. You want to play against the best. You want to leave it all out there and just, come up, keep the game as tight as you can, and then come up with the win at the end. Oregon women's basketball is quite the inspiration for us. So, hey, we're gonna put it all out there. We're going to fight and see what happens.
All right. Hey, great catching up with you, Coach. Good luck against the Trojans, rest of the regular season, and I hope we get a chance to chat again soon.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.